How many immigrants live in the U.S. illegally, in Minnesota, compared to Florida or Texas? The claim is this: about 130,000 people without legal immigration status live in Minnesota, roughly 2.1 million in Texas, and 1.6 million in Florida. These numbers are accurate, according to credible estimates, but they reflect conditions in 2023. That is the most recent data available. Any statistics about people living in the U.S. illegally are estimates. They are likely undercounts. Many people do not report their situation truthfully, or at all. After the Department of Homeland Security launched a sweeping immigration enforcement crackdown in Minnesota in December 2025, rumors spread online. Posts claimed Minnesota had only about 130,000 undocumented residents, far fewer than Texas and Florida. The posts went viral on Facebook, Reddit, and Threads. Some users pointed out that Texas and Florida tend to vote Republican, while Minnesota leans Democratic, implying that President Donald Trump's administration was targeting political opponents with immigration enforcement. Exact totals for people living in the U.S. illegally are nearly impossible to obtain. Demographers rely on the U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey, the ACS, to generate the best estimates. The tallies in those social media posts came from 2023 data, released in 2025 by the nonpartisan Pew Research Center. Pew has published estimates of the U.S. unauthorized immigrant population for over two decades. The 2023 totals are the most recent available. In other words, the claim is mostly true, but the numbers do not necessarily reflect the population in 2026. Updated ACS data will not be available for years. Snopes asked DHS for updated state-by-state estimates, and for an explanation of why Minnesota was targeted for enforcement in early 2026. The department did not answer directly. Instead, it shared a list of people apprehended in Minnesota on suspicion of violent crimes, and linked to an ex-post by Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem. In that post, she blamed Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, both Democrats, for refusing to protect their own people and instead protect criminals. Under former President Joe Biden, DHS acknowledged Pew Research and the Center for Migration Studies as reputable sources for these estimates. All three organizations rely on the ACS. Their numbers are similar, but not identical, due to differences in methodology like how they adjust for census undercounting. The Pew Report, published the 21st of August, 2025, shows the following for 2023. Minnesota, 130,000 undocumented residents, about 2.2% of the state's population. Florida, 1.6 million, nearly 7%. Texas, 2.05 million, or 6.6%. Pew rounded Texas to 2.1 million in its public report, which matches the social media posts. DHS also publishes partial state estimates. Its April 2024 report covered data from 2018 to 2022, but only for the 10 states with the largest undocumented populations. Texas and Florida were included. Minnesota was not. California had the largest population overall. According to DHS, in 2022, Texas had about 2.06 million undocumented residents. Florida had 590,000. Pew's numbers suggest rapid growth in Florida, adding 700,000 undocumented residents between 2021 and 2023, explaining the difference between DHS's 2022 figure and Pew's 2023 estimate. The Center for Migration Studies provides similar numbers from 2023, about 105,000 undocumented residents in Minnesota, just over 2 million in Texas, and a little over 1 million in Florida. The bottom line: the claim about Minnesota, Texas, and Florida is mostly true, based on the most recent data, but these figures are snapshots from 2023, not current 2026 totals.